Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast, live and in person here. I'm your host, Derek White from Beryllium and QuickTrack. Today I've got Tom Conkle with me. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks, Derek. It's happy to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit who you're with, what you guys do, and then we're going to get into a topic around customer responsibility matrix.
So I'm Tom Conkle, work for Optic Cyber Solutions. We're a registered practitioner organization on RPO within CMMC. Been working in the CMMC since its inception back in 2019, helping organizations get ready for certifications. All of the staff at Optic, in addition to helping people get ready for certifications, are CCPs, CCAs. So we help on the assessment side as well. So that helps us see a lot in the environment while we're helping organizations get ready, as well as when we go in and support the assessments, whether it's a gap assessment or official assessment on how it's happening, which led me to the customer responsibility matrix and working with different organizations that just don't understand the importance of communications with their vendors, right? And what the managed service provider, managed security service provider is doing. So, a couple interesting scenarios that come from that led me on a, I want to say quite passion, but very big interest, if you will, in shared responsibility matrix and customer responsibility matrix for that. I can give you an example of one of the things that we saw in an organization that kind of led me to it. Is we were working with a small manufacturing organization that had a managed service provider that they'd been using for about 10 to 15 years. So they've been pretty good relationship. They loved them providing IT support and services. So we came in to help them get ready for CMMC. When we started talking about the CMMC requirements and specifically about how they isolate their CMMC environment and how the MSP does it. And the OSC in this case was all excited and like, hey, we pay our MSP for advanced security package. It's a rider on our standard service. So we know we're locked down and secure and everything's going to be great. So we said, that's perfect. So can we see the firewall rules, right? And the managed service provider's like, absolutely, sure. And we look at it. The only rule was any, right? Uh-huh. In the firewall, like, wait. And even the clients, like, wait a minute. We pay for enhanced security. Like, yeah, exactly. Enhanced security means if you tell us to lock it down, we will do whatever you tell us to do, whenever you tell us to do it, but you've never told us what to limit the communications to. So they had been running open up and had no idea about it, right? So again, having a customer responsibility matrix would have solved that, right? It would have said, yes, you bought the enhanced security, but you need to tell us what, because when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. How would the IT service provider know what routes are important? Who do they need to communicate with? Right, their job is to make sure that the IT services work. Right,
that common, right? You hear, you know, managed service providers were and always will be a business of connection. I mean, there you're connected to your MSP. You should be. It's all the world has changed. You're right. So the inheritance, the responsibility, these things are different languages that are becoming more under the microscope. Like, and so you're in, we're at an event here. So for those listening, we are at a CMMC Eco Summit event here, live in person, tons of people from the industry. For those watching on YouTube, you can see there's probably stuff going on in the background. You're speaking on the topic of a CRM later in this conference.
Yes.
So what are you going to walk, and this will come out after, so you're not going to step on your own touchdown dance or anything, but what are you going to get into in that you feel super important for people to understand and know?
Yeah. So with CMMC and 32, the final rule when that came out, it does require all external service providers, whether it's a cloud service provider or not a cloud service provider, to have a customer responsibility matrix, right? So but it stops there. So getting a lot of confusion on what does that mean? What do I need to have in my customer responsibility matrix? So our session is all about that, right? There is no prescribed way to do it, but what are the key information that it needs to have? And really, if you think about a customer responsibility matrix, if you have a system security plan or SSP for the managed service provider and you have an SSP for the OSC, that CRM is the bridge. How do they communicate across the two? What are the responsibilities, right? It should be able to identify what services you're buying. And then if you buy those services, what does that mean the service provider is going to provide to you? And you as the OSC or the organization that's inheriting those services, what's required? So that if the managed service provider says, yeah, we will manage all of your user accounts, right? They have to tell you, well, how are you going to tell them who's an authorized user so that they can manage the account, making sure they're, right? How is the OSC going to understand that the MSP is properly managing area? So when will reporting be provided so that we can do a true up analysis to say, are the accounts really the accounts that we expect to be there? Because the MSP doesn't know who's authorized, who's left the organization. If someone missed, you know, hopefully there's a ticketing process and that's followed every time. But if something falls through the cracks, right, we want to make sure that the CRM says, here is the MSP, I'm going to communicate these things to you at this time. And as the OSC, this is my job for authorizing and letting you know so that those lists always remain trued up.
And the CRM is mapping to a specific set of requirements. Like you said, and I love how you said that. It's not prescribed. It's not a, here's your medicine, take it, and everyone's doing the same thing. You have the right to do, we say this all the time, you have the right to do it when necessary, when somebody wants, how you choose to. But when it's mapping to a set of requirements, it's not just do security for me. This is based on a regulation. This is based on standards. And of course, it was referred to more as an inheritance matrix. And then it was a shared responsibility matrix. Now it's a customer responsibility matrix. And there's probably people here saying, how many of these are we going to talk about? But it is now a rule and it is a big topic. So I'm excited to see your session on that. Where do you feel there's been good impact on stuff that has come out in the last, say, 6 to 12 months that has actually helped these OSCs and MSPs or external providers, or whatever, kind of see that light a little bit on where you guys see it firsthand? You're in front of somebody where you see them kind of take that sign of relief breath, if you will.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know that we've seen it fully where that sign of relief is there. I do think that just the awareness, the conferences like this, things like your podcast, helping people be aware of what the requirements are, mm-hmm. and the fact that a CRM is mandatory, right, that you have to have one, it takes away that shock and it starts the conversation, right? And that's one of the things I really want to try to help people understand is that the CRM is just not another document that CMMC is asking us for. It really is about that communication and making sure that we understand what, you know, what each of us are responsible for. So I think if anything, you know, as CMMC gets more awareness, right, and we have those conversations, people like that organization that had no idea that they needed to tell their MSP how to configure the firewall, what rules were acceptable, I don't think we'll see that in the future going forward, right? Or that's my...
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then the maintaining part, right? That's going to be the big, I think, one of the big eye-openers. You can hear it, people talk about it, but there is a moment coming where something's going to happen down the road. And the biggest thing right now is business change. People leave, people go, they go to new jobs, and all of a sudden there's gaps in a responsibility matrix or a RACI chart or something. And all of a sudden, if it's just Tom, and Tom wins the lottery and takes off, you know, then where are we? Yeah. And that's, I think that will be a learning lesson. And hopefully that, like you said, the awareness, I think, picks up here when people are passing. Maintaining is going to be big, but they're going to start asking about, it's great that you got your certification and it's good for 3 years, but we're making some changes here. What's going to happen to you guys? How does it impact you? And if you're not into the level of detail that you guys are doing, then that's a big, it's going to be a big shock to some people. So that's good. I'm glad you guys are doing that. Well, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. These are quick on purpose. That was not the cute way of using the word quick there, but this is the Quick 10 podcast. People can get more from you if they want to connect with you, or where do they want to go if they want to talk more to Tom and what you guys are able to help them with. Love that. Thank you again. For those that are watching for the first time or listening for the first time, again, you can go to your favorite podcast platform. You can register, you can subscribe and hit the alert buttons, all that kind of fun stuff. YouTube too. These are going to be running through YouTube and LinkedIn as well. This is what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help. So thank you for spending a few minutes, and look forward to a great rest of the conference.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.